Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here's the bottom line.
Here's the bottom line.
We need to get to the bottom of this.
Get to the bottom of this.
We've got
to
get to the bottom of this.
The bottom line on the Mark Cox Show.
That's the only way we're going to get to the bottom of this.
That's the bottom line.
Truth. You can't handle the truth.
I think the winner's Donald Trump.
All right. We've got Jeff Smith with us right now. Of course, a former Missouri senator and famed lefty. How are you, sir?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great. Happy
famed lefty, I love it. Thanks.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you too.
Were you celebrating yesterday when Nancy Pelosi and all of her fellow congresspeople from New York and California came out and announced articles of impeachment?
You know, I wasn't celebrating. It's obviously it's a sad day in the country's history. It's only the fourth time we've ever done this, and I really don't think like a lot of people are taking pleasure in the fact that we've gotten here. And I think most people would like to see the country focused on policy stuff. And the fact that, you know, as you alluded to in the opening segment, Democrats decided to take the vote on USMCA showed that, you know what, we aren't, you know, Democrats aren't totally obsessed with Trump, but they're trying to do policy at the same time that they're trying to rid the nation of someone who is clearly acting in his own self-interest as opposed to the national interest.
Trying to rid the nation? Did are those the words that I heard come out of your mouth? Hold on, wait. The voters voted for the guy who's president of the United States. And you know, this is the thing about it. Nobody's happy about it. But honestly, your fellow Democrats have been talking about it since January of 2017. Jeff, I think that's a thing that a lot of people can't shake.
I'm not going to say nobody's happy about it.
Well, they've been calling for impeachment.
There are some liberals who are happy about it.
They've been calling for impeachment for a long time. They've just been waiting for whatever excuse they could find, and they finally latched on to this secondhand whistleblower information and decided this had to be it because, let's be honest, they were running out of time.
Two things. You guys are out there talking about impeaching President Obama for wearing a tan suit to a press conference. And second of all, and more seriously, look, like the reason that most of the testimony, that a lot of the testimony is secondhand is very obvious because President Trump has said, do not comply with any subpoenas. Do not cooperate in any way. Do not testify. If Mick Mulvaney, Rick Perry, Rudy Giuliani, and the president himself, and of course, Don McGahn and Bolton were in there to testify, everything would be firsthand. I think the American people understand that there's a reason that most of this is not firsthand, and it's not because of the Democrats. Okay. So I'm hopeful that in the Senate trial, President Trump will do exactly what he said, you know, a couple of days ago, which is, hey, have Rudy go in there and testify, because I think that would be mesmerizing.
Can you honestly tell me with a straight voice here, since I can't look at your face since I got you on the phone, that you buy the Adam Schiff argument that we can't allow the president due process, and by him trying to get due process in the courts, he's obstructing Congress? You can't really buy that argument with a straight face.
Number one, this process is, you know, the House process is not a trial. The Senate process is a trial. So the House is akin to an indictment. Well, what they've done is akin to a prosecutor, a grand jury, and an indictment. There's no mechanism in law for that to be the time when a defense can call witnesses. I'm actually hopeful that in the Senate, and I think it will be the case, you know, Mitch McConnell can engineer it the way he wants. And I want to see everybody called. You know, last time I came in to see you in person, I loved your, aren't you wearing Where's Hunter shirt?
Yes.
Where's Hunter? Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, you know what? I wouldn't mind if we aired all of that out And we could have Hunter Biden come in and disabuse the, you know, you and others of this notion that, you know, what Hunter did was the exact same as you know, as any corrupt thing the president did. I want to air it all out, and we should have a full trial and not rush this, because this is a critical historic moment.
This has already been rushed, number one, by not allowing any fairness on the House side of this whole debate, in my opinion. You kind of bypassed the question there, Jeff, because the question was, why would the president not have the right, if there's a dispute over executive privilege or whether or not somebody can be forced to testify in this trial in the House? Why? The courts are our remedy in this country. When you throw out the rule of law, nobody has any protections. And yet the Democrats want to argue the president's obstructing Congress because they went to court to prevent certain people from being called to testify.
If the president had gone to court in a way that had any relationship to legitimate legal arguments about executive privilege, then I think you have seen the Democratic House act, you know, more deliberately. But look, there is no executive privilege for Rudy Giuliani, who's not on the White House staff, who has no official role, and is everything he was freelancing so that the president could get his own objectives done, conditioning two official acts, a meeting at the White House and about $400 million of aid, conditioning those on an investigation. And he didn't even care about the investigation.
None of that happened.
Hold on one second. As we saw, Gordon Sondland, a seven-figure donor to the president, testified that it happened. And as we saw, the president didn't even care about an actual investigation of corruption. He just needed an announcement thereof. So he tried to bludgeon Joe Biden with that for a year. And so given that, I don't think that the administration's invocation of executive privilege was serious at all. And so Democrats responded by not really being that serious themselves.
It was not Sondland's impression as he testified. And here's the bottom line, Jeff Smith.
You can't impeach a president for doing a great job.
And that's the final word. Sorry, buddy. Hey, have a great Christmas, Jeff. Thanks for your time.
If I don't see you, Merry Christmas to Mark and you, Tricia.
All right, buddy.
Thank you, Jeff. Merry Christmas.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.